Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
If you've ever felt like your brain is running a million tabs at once, this episode is for you. Today, we are going to be talking about all things overwhelm, and I'm going to give you 5 tools to help calm your brain. Different things from kind of like, I don't want to give it away. I just want you to listen to the episode. We're going to talk about tools that you can do like over time that will help you with things, but then you're also going to have at least 2 of these tools that you can access instantly and have them in the back of your head. So that's what I want you to get from this episode. 2 tools that you'll be able to pull out anywhere, anytime, whether you're at the office, you're in a bathroom stall somewhere because you're a little stressed out and you want to calm down. You can do these in a way that nobody's going to notice you're doing them. And then the other 3 tips are a little bit more of habits and methods that you can tie into your life to make some more lasting change. The goal is calming your mind down when it gets too busy, because I know that happens to all of us. It happens to me. I'll share a little bit about that. But if you're new here, welcome to the Happy Hippie Podcast. This is your weekly dose of holistic wellness and positive energy. My name is Amanda McCormack. I am your host. I'm a yoga teacher, personal trainer, a women's coaching specialist, and a wellness guide. So each week on this show, we explore different tools that are really simple. We talk about different ways that you can have powerful mindset shifts. We share inspiring conversations, all with the goal of helping you create a life that feels good inside and out. So this is where wellness meets happiness. You can follow all things about the Happy Hippie Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Username is the Happy Hippie Podcast. I also have a page where I post a little bit more wellness content and health and yoga. It's called Happy Holistic Hippie. The Happy Hippie Podcast accounts are brand new. I just started them up this month, so the following is real low. If you want to help out and you also want new advice, new tips, you want to stay up to date with the podcast, we got a lot of cool launches coming. At the end of this episode, I'm going to tell you about them. We have some physical products coming and some online offers, and I'm really excited to offer. Some things are free, so follow along on the Instagram and TikTok if you want more updates, but also stay tuned to the end of this episode. This episode basically came about because I suffer with it. I get overwhelmed constantly. But 2, we are kind of breaking up the podcast into 3 different topics this season. So this is season 3 of the Happy Hippie Podcast. I'm calling it the Glow Journey, which is going to be a 3-month theme. We're uploading the same type of episode each week. You're going to get a new episode. But each of these 3 months, we're going to have a slight focus. So month 1 is all about mindset resets and talking a little bit about wellness. Month 2 is more focused on healing from the inside out, learning about things holistically, food, nutrition. We have some cool guests coming on the show. And then month 3, we're going to talk a little bit more about like energy healing, spiritual things, and joy, that kind of topic. So we're going to learn a lot about mindset in these next few episodes. Last week, I talked about my favorite mindset shifts that really helped me in this past year. And then today, we're going to talk about tools to deal with overwhelm. Sometimes I will even get overwhelmed about things that are fun and exciting when it comes time to what do I pack, what time do I leave. I just find myself getting into a stress state a lot of the times. It's a combination of the world we live in. I learned it from family members. It's just some behaviors I've been trying to unlearn. And I know we all suffer with some type of overwhelm, you know? And it's kind of exciting. When you're overwhelmed, it just means you have a lot to do. And that's a really exciting thing. If you can step out and reframe it to be, wow, I'm so lucky I have all these things I need to do, or I have this cool job that allows me to like make a living and I'm allowed to do these things. And yeah, I have a lot of tasks. It comes down to managing, and I'm really bad at managing. So I'm behind a microphone telling you how to break up your task, but it's things that I've learned over the past like 5 years. Again, coming from someone, I have ADHD. I also am just really bad at timekeeping and all these things, and I've been able to actually find a little bit of success in this area using these techniques. So I guess from that lens, you can trust me. This is from my own life. I have like 5 jobs. I run around all the time, and these are ways that I've been able to break down really big projects, big tasks, even little things like every day that kind of get me stressed, and how I'm able to, one, regulate myself in the moment, calm down from that stress, and then two, actually make steps and progress forward. So let's get into it. We have 5 things we're going to talk about today. The first thing I'm going to dive into is the idea of breath work. I want to start with breath work because it's one of the fastest ways that you can calm your nervous system and quiet your mind when you're in a state of overwhelm. I'm constantly using different breathwork techniques when I teach yoga classes. I teach yoga classes that are super energizing, and then I teach really nice slow restorative classes that the goal is to calm your body and calm your mind down. So we can use breathwork to kind of align with those things. They're also super quick to do. The first 2 tips of this episode, like I mentioned, they're going to be things that you can pull out of your pocket when you need it. I use breathwork a lot in the airport when I get stressed. I will use it at work. If I need to just walk away for a second, I'll start taking deep breaths. Nobody notices I'm doing it, but it will reset your body and your mind. I'm going to explain the science behind it. I'm not just going to yap about it too much. But again, it's really unnoticeable if you need to do it in public settings. And that's why I think it's a fantastic tool. So here's the thing. When you're overthinking, your body sometimes goes into a little bit of a survival mode. It's not in that calm, regulated state. It kind of has like a heightened sense of things, you know. It's similar to fight and flight. You might not always be in fight and flight mode, but you're kind of leaning towards a survival type of mindset. You just have a little bit of stress going on, you know. That means our breath can get a little shallow. It can move a little quicker, or you might be holding your breath without realizing. That's one thing that's cool to look at if you want to observe yourself in stressful situations, or just notice, like when you're commuting to work or something, how you're breathing. If you can ever tune into that, you'll notice maybe you might be doing one of those things. And by changing the way you breathe, you're telling your body, hey, we're safe. Usually that's going to be slower breaths, longer breaths. And I'm not saying you have to change your breath 24/7, because the cool thing with breathwork practices is you can do them for like 1 minute, 2 minutes, and start to reap the benefits of them, and your body will start to slip into a different response. So we're going to talk about 2 different types of breathwork practices in this segment, and I'm also going to lead you through it. So wherever you're listening, you can try these out. First, I'm going to talk about them a little bit, and then we'll go into just a few seconds of a practice so that you can kind of see what I'm talking about. Our first practice is called box breathing, and I'm going to talk about the benefits of this first before I describe the practice. This type of breath work, it activates your parasympathetic nervous system. So it basically helps to slow down your heart rate, which in sense, when your heart rate slows down, that reduces your body's physiological like response to stress. When your breath is slowing down, your body doesn't feel like it's being chased by a wild animal, because that's what we associate stress with. When we're breathing quick, we're running, we're in a stressful situation. Our body likes to be in a heightened state. Think about it. If there's somebody hunting you outside your cave, you're going to have all of your senses really locked in. You know, your hearing's going to be super sharp. Your eyes may be bugging around. You're going to be stiff. You're going to be tensed up because you're kind of like, you know, ready to run if you need to. And that's kind of where, when we're stressed, even if we're stressed about something small, our body, that's our natural response. So it'll start to do those things. Your senses will sharpen, you'll tense up, your breath will change. So even by just changing your breath a little bit and slowing it down and signaling that your heart rate is slowing down, your body doesn't really know what's happening, but it's like, okay, well, we're not being chased by something anymore. Our heart rate is slowing down. Our breath is a lot slower. We can relax. And it starts to relax everything in your body. Your functions start going back up and you can just relax. So that's what I mean by physiological stress. So that's the parasympathetic nervous system. We also have an autonomic nervous system, and this type of breath helps to regulate that as well. It tells your brain to start promoting relaxation and energy conservation rather than being in that constant state of arousal I was just talking about. So all you need to know is that we have a few different things going on with the nervous system, but when we're regulating our automatic responses and when we kind of slip into our parasympathetic state, we relax. That's all you need to know. And you can trust me, but you can also trust that Navy SEALs do this type of breathing. This is one of the breath practices that Navy SEALs are taught, because one, it does activate the parasympathetic nervous system, but it helps them stay calm and focused by lowering their heart rate and reducing that type of really like tensed up arousal when they're in high stress situations. So we're going to go through a practice together. we basically are going to imagine drawing a box in your mind. So if you can picture a square in your mind, how the square has four lines that connect that draw that shape of a square. We're going to trace up each of those lines. So we'll start with our mind mentally heading down to one of the corners of that box. And we're going to draw a line all the way up to the top of that box. But what we're going to do is we're going to do that for a count of four. So we're going to breathe in for 4 seconds. So 4, 3, 2, 1. Then we're going to hold that. So hold it for 4 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. And then we exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. And we hold it again for 4, 3, 2, 1. So we're thinking about tracing that box. So we're going up for 4 seconds. Then we're holding for 4 seconds as we trace the top part. Then we're exhaling for 4 seconds as we lower down the side of the box. And then we hold for 4 seconds as we work our way back over to that first point. So that's the visual. We're going to do that together for 3 rounds. So wherever you are, let's tune in. Let's take one breath to clear it out. So breathe a big breath in. Let it go. We'll begin. So let's breathe in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold 4, 3, 2, 1. Let it go. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold 4, 3, 2, 1. Last round. Inhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Take a deep breath in. Open your mouth. Let it go. And just notice for a second wherever you are, if you feel a little calmer. And don't judge if you don't. It's just a small practice. Try doing it on your own. See if it's for you. Not every practice and modality will be. So don't always put those harsh expectations on things. But yeah, it's a practice. I do it all the time. And then this next practice is actually something I've only been doing this for maybe the past 2 years. Box breathing, I've known a little longer. But I really, really like this technique. So the second breath is called a 4-7-8 breath. And as you can guess with our numbers, that's kind of going to be what we're going to do with our timing again. So when we prolong our exhale, we're going to inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7, which sounds interesting, but it actually is not long and doesn't feel bad at all or stressful. And then exhale for 8. That prolonged exhale, it allows you to have more oxygen kind of being taken in with each breath. I know this sounds weird, but the research behind it is when we're holding that breath and we're exhaling out, our body can take in more oxygen. And you would think breathing in really quickly, like, takes in more oxygen, but it doesn't. So when you're taking longer to let breath go, it improves the oxygen saturation in your body, in your blood, and that can help reduce stress. When you have enough oxygen, your body's not like fiending to get air. You become more relaxed in your body and in your mind. And yeah, just overall, it helps to slow down your heart rate, like we were talking about in that last situation. When your breath rate is kind of slowed down, your body gives that nice, whew, okay, we can relax. So it helps your oxygen intake, which one signals relaxation, and then it helps your breath, your heart rate technique, like I just said in that last point, which helps as well. So the vagus nerve is also affected by this breath. Some people call this the vagus breath as well. The vagus nerve is part of our brain, but it's part of the brain-spine connection, and that's what is in charge of relaxing our body too. It plays a really crucial role in that, in just calming us down, keeping us relaxed. So this technique actually activates that vagus nerve, which, adding on to like a third layer, helps promote relaxation. So we're going to be breathing in for a count of 4, holding for 7 seconds, and then try to exhale through your mouth if you can. If you can keep your mouth closed, that's fine, but try to exhale through your mouth. That also signals a release to the body. This one's really good at night. It's good. I do it for my restorative yoga practices a lot. I have them do this either at the beginning or the end of a flow, but at night it's nice when you can't turn off your brain. This is a really good thing to do in bed. So we're gonna try just 2 rounds, okay? And you can try more by yourself if you'd like. It's just a longer breath. I don't know if you want to hear me counting this long. So let's take a breath to clear everything in and out. let it go. We're going to inhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And take a big breath in and out. Let it all go. And notice anything that you feel, if you feel a difference. Again, I invite you to give these another go when you're not listening to the podcast. Try it out. You can set a timer. You can do a few rounds before bed in the evening. But they are really great tools to have. I think having the numbers, like the box breath with the number 4 and this breath just being 4, 7, 8, the name helps you remember it. Try it out. If you ever use them in the future, let me know. I love talking about these. But we're going to move on to our next 3 points that are a little bit more actionable tools. Okay, I'm actually just kidding. I think I have 6 points in this episode because we have another tool up next. Totally forgot. But we're going to talk a little bit about EFT tapping. So EFT tapping is another actionable tool, kind of like...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Breathwork, but it's where we tap. We take our hand and we literally just kind of tap like on our acupressure points while saying calming phrases out loud. This also helps us release stress and rewire the mind. And I know it sounds funny, but it really does work for calming overwhelm. And only like 2 to 3 minutes of tapping can really help shift energy when you're kind of in like a spiral or overthinking. I know them as acupressure points, but sometimes people use the phrase meridian points. Those are going to be in like Chinese medicine, the energy pathway. So they are believed to be connected to specific organs and emotions in the body. And stimulating these points by tapping them with your hands, with your fingers, it may help to balance energy flow and reduce like just stress, like emotional distress kind of. That's what the Chinese medicine point of view is. But the tapping of the physical hands on the body can also help activate that parasympathetic nervous system. There's a lot of benefit to doing EFT tapping by reducing that, like the stress, bringing yourself back into that parasympathetic state. It's known to help reduce cortisol, which is a hormone that spikes up when we're a little bit more stressed in the body. And then it's almost like affirmation work as well, because we're going to be saying these calming phrases and repeating the affirmations while we're tapping. That is just a different way to physically take affirmations and make it somatic. So it helps us to challenge these negative thoughts that we have and promote a little bit more of a positive thinking. And the more we do things, as we know, our brain kind of hangs on to it and can help reshape how we think. It's also very similar to like classical conditioning, you know, like Pavlov's dog situation. When we're repetitively using these positive affirmations and we're tapping, it's kind of letting our body know, like, okay, when we're stressed, we do this. We tap ourselves and we say weird phrases. And then your body starts to relax because it associates this activity with relaxing, which can also be true if you're doing meditations or yoga and you do those to relax, per se. Your body will have a positive association with them. And then when you're doing that task, it helps you relax. That's also a reason why sometimes when we scroll on our phones and we kind of relax, we're not really relaxing ourselves. I've talked about the phones and blue light and what it does to us. But we may associate the task of like sitting on our bed and scrolling with relaxing. So therefore, we get a little bit of a relaxation. We might get a little dopamine spike. So we can actually use EFT tapping to kind of give ourselves that as well. We're going to go through a little mini session together focused on overthinking. You can follow along with me. You can also pause it and come back if you're driving or something. But basically, you're going to gently tap on each of the points as I guide you. And you're going to repeat the words that I say, just like you would in like an affirmation track, right after me. You can also say them in your head. So you can practice just doing this like affirmation work-wise. If you're using your hands for something, you can do this in your head without moving. But if you can, I definitely would recommend tapping. And I just take my hand and I just tap it. Like, I'm tapping my chest right now, and I'm just, my all five fingers are just tapping on my chest. We're going to move from a point on our hand, a few points on our face, which I'll guide you as we do it, and then on our collarbone. So we're basically touching our face, collarbone, and the point on our hand. So again, you can follow along with me and tap if you'd like. This should take not too long, but let's get into it. So the first thing we're going to start to do is, it doesn't matter what hand, but gently start to tap on the side of your hand right below your pinky finger, so the outer edge of your hand. Just start tapping, use your opposite hand, start hitting the side, and we're going to start repeating some of the affirmations I say. So even though my mind feels so busy right now, I am deeply and completely accepting of myself. And even though I feel overwhelmed by everything I have to do, I choose to give myself compassion. Even though I'm stuck in overthinking, I choose to feel calm and present. Now we're going to take both of our hands and we're just going to start tapping right above our forehead. So bring one hand above one eyebrow, start tapping. Bring the other hand above the other eyebrow, just start tapping. Tapping our face and coming off of it with our hands. There's so much on my mind, and it's okay to feel overwhelmed. There's so much I want to do, but maybe I don't have to do it all right now. Things are worth doing, but I am worthy now, and I don't need to earn my worth. Now bring your hands to the side of your eye, at the end of your eyebrows, and just start tapping with two fingers on each of the sides of your eyes. I don't know where to start, but maybe I can take one step at a time. I choose to do things that light me up daily because I am worth taking care of. And motivation may feel fleeting, but maybe I can find a little discipline to carry through. Maybe I don't know where I'm going, but how exciting is it that I have all of these choices? I am so excited to have the ability to create and move forward in my life. Now take your hands, we're going to tap the under eye section. So use all of your fingers, start tapping your under eye section. It might feel like too much, but I am choosing calm over chaos. I am choosing calm over chaos. I am the creator of my life, and I am in control of the way I respond to things. My responses to stressful things are all up to me, and I love having that control. Now start tapping underneath your nose. You can use your hands, just tap above the lip, under the nose. My brain feels like it is racing, but I give myself permission to slow down. I might have things to do, but resting is something to do as well. I love myself and I know where to draw boundaries. And my boundaries actually help me move forward in life. Now start tapping underneath your lip, on your chin, on your jawline. I feel stuck and overwhelmed, but I can trust my pace. Every day is a fresh new start, and I can choose where I go and what I do. I trust that the universe and my path, and you know what? I really trust myself. Now start tapping on your collarbone. So just under your collarbone, both your hands. I can't do everything at once. I am safe to breathe and release the stress. I don't need all the answers right now. Start tapping the top of your head, like on your scalp, on your crown. I choose peace in this moment. I am safe in this moment. And even though I feel overwhelmed and stuck in my thoughts, I deeply love and accept myself. Now you can take your wrist, just squeeze your wrist, take a nice deep breath in through your nose, sigh it out. Notice how your body feels compared to a few minutes ago. Know that you can come back to this tapping practice anytime you need or if your brain ever feels too busy. You can repeat it too. If you really like that, you can go back and repeat that another time or two, three times. This way you have a few minutes of the affirmations. But yeah, I think it is a really good practice. I really wanted to lead everybody through a little EFT. Yeah, let's move on to a little bit more mental mindset shifts. So tool number, is this three or four? I actually don't know. I don't have notes in front of me at this time, so I'm not really sure what number we're on, guys. The next tool, I call this the anchor habit. It is a formula. So it's basically having an anchor habit and then adding on an add-on, just kind of like a package you'd buy somewhere. So you're going to have an anchor habit plus your little add-on. Now, what the hell am I saying? One of the reasons that I think we overthink is because we really overload our routines. We want to do everything. We make these giant self-care checklists. The internet tells us we have to do all these things. And then we feel really bad when we can't do all of them. And that's how I feel a lot of the times. This can be with my legit workload. This can be with all the habits I want to do. It could be with all the hobbies I want to explore, all the things. I just get so overwhelmed with everything because I tell myself that I can do all of these things. And realistically, I don't know if we can do everything in one day. Like, it's okay. Something that's really changed the game for me is what I call an anchor habit. It's one thing that I do every day. And this is in the habit realm. It can also be maybe like you can take this into your work and your work tasks if that's the thing that's overwhelming you. Or if you're trying to hit at a bunch of different things. It's finding one thing that's going to be a non-negotiable every single day. For me in the morning, at the minute, I do a 5-minute journaling session and I do not skip it, no matter what. It doesn't matter if I wake up late. It doesn't matter if I go to bed late, if I'm rushing around. I am doing my 5-minute journaling and it keeps me very anchored in my routine. I'm doing it. It's a non-negotiable for me, okay? That's what I'm doing every day. In the mornings, I'll usually journal and I'll meditate. Meditation has been my anchor habit for years and I've kind of been playing around with this journal idea recently. So I do one of those. That's like my anchor habit. Then I give myself room for an add-on. Whatever I want to do that day, whatever I'm feeling that day, one, it allows me to have a little bit of flexibility. I don't feel as stiff and rigid with just having to do this every morning, then this, then this, then this. It takes away from the fun of life. But also we sometimes need a little discipline. So this is how I find a bit of balance between that push and pull. So I have my anchor habit. It's my journaling. And then I give myself that room for a little add-on, okay? It could be doing yoga in the morning. It could be dancing. It could be pulling an oracle card. It could be doing affirmations or EFT work. This way, I have a routine that's always happening, but it's a little flexible. It's a little fun, you know? I don't feel guilty for not checking off a massive list, and then my brain isn't really spiraling with, oh, I should have done this. I should have done that this morning. I have one habit that's going to anchor me down, and then the rest is kind of just a bonus, and that's how I like to think about it. I've also had more success doing my habits and having them stick doing a method like this because everything is about compounding. We can do something for a minute a day, 5 minutes a day, and it's going to add up over time. At the end of the week, you're going to have X amount of minutes, and that's going to be much bigger than the 1 minute that you do daily. And over the month, that's going to double. And then you know what I'm saying? So same thing with habits. Like if you're going to the gym, if you're going to the gym once a week over the month, you've only gone for like 4 times. But if you're going 3 times a week, that's going to compound, and that's how you actually make results. So doing things in a repetitive way is what's going to help you get somewhere. And that's why I think having a habit or having a goal or whatever you're doing every day that's anchored in, that's a non-negotiable, is super important. And then, yeah, I allow myself to play around and pick something else. And sometimes I pick the same 2 things every day. So like I was saying, I do journaling, I do meditation. But then some days, maybe I want to pull an oracle card. And I don't have infinite time in the mornings, so I can't do everything. I want to do so much in the morning. My dream day, I wake up, I do a meditation, I do my journaling, I read 10 pages of my book, then I get up and I start dancing around my room. I do a yoga sequence to warm my back up, I stretch out my hips, I go into the bathroom, I do a 30-minute skincare, then I do like affirmation work in the mirror. I can't do it every single day. Some days I can actually do a bunch of stuff like that. But if we're being realistic, like I'm going to pick my 2 habits that are going to really help me out in the morning and then I can add anything else on. It's really similar to that concept, I think, of a menu. Remember they were having like that trend, it was like dopamine menus where you write down all your habits and then you could pick one each day. That kind of overwhelmed me a little bit, but I like the idea of it. And that's what I kind of do. I have my stuff that's going to be grounded in every morning. I'm doing it. and then I pick one, or maybe I can pick two if I want. There's really no rules, but you just add on, okay? So having an anchor habit, something that's going to keep you grounded, I think it's also a good mix of the yin and yang, feminine, masculine energies, you know? It's that masculine energy of being structured and routine and having that, and then that feminine energy of playing, going with the flow, whatever I'm feeling that day, whatever my body wants, whatever my mind wants, what I just think is the mood, the vibe, it goes with the weather. I can pick that other secondary habit. And this way I just have fun, but I get things done and I'm not as overwhelmed as I used to be with those types of things. The next thing I like to call is the daily three rule. And it's really big if you get overwhelmed by to-do lists. This is my issue sometimes. I try to do everything. So instead of trying to do everything, I pick three priorities max for the day. And you know what? Sometimes it's not enough, but if I can get these three things done, then maybe I can move on to other things. But I think it's really important for me to change my lens of perspective and pick three things that I'm going to focus on. I like to do one thing for my mind, one thing for my body, one thing for my tasks or my progress. So one thing for my mind is going to be something with no goal, okay? It's going to be reading, coloring. It could be journaling for myself. It could be doing a meditation. I don't really want to have a goal attached to it, but it's going to be something for my mind. It's going to help me grow. I can practice a little bit of a language. I can do whatever, but it's going to be for my mental sake. One thing for my body. Maybe that means movement, or maybe that means the opposite, rest, okay? And then one thing for my tasks. So finding one area of a big project to work on, one big errand I have to do, and sort it out, making sure I really get these three non-negotiable things done. Then along the way, you know, if I feel like I can add more in, like usually I might add another work task in, or I might do like quick ticks, which is something I learned from Grace Beverly. She was a fitness influencer, but now she has a business and she owns Talia, which is like a clothing brand for fitness. And she also sells like these planners, and in her planner, she has a method, and it's not this completely, but it's the idea of you do your non-negotiable tasks, and then you have these things called quick ticks, and quick ticks are things that take 5 minutes or less. And that's going to be like answering emails, doing this, putting a load of laundry in, do blah, blah, blah. So I'll kind of do quick ticks on the side if I feel like I have so much to do and these three things are like not covering anything. But I do think picking three things a day to focus on is the rule. I've tried to pick five things a day and I never really get them done. So if I'm being honest with myself, picking three is something that really helps. I might have 10 things on the list, okay? And I could maybe get them done, but I know if I put my energy into focusing on bang, 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 one, two, three, I've taken care of myself and I've moved forward. I've made some sort of progress. Like I said, things compound. So if I'm doing one thing work-related a day versus me trying to figure out what to do and I want to do so many things and I end up doing none of them because all my focus is on X, Y, Z, I'm actually making progress. You know, I'm taking care of myself, my body, my mind, and my task, and I'm moving forward. It stops that endless loop of, oh my God, I should be doing more. Like, let myself just look at this with grace and do three things, okay? So that's how I like to break through. And again, this isn't a rule you have to follow for the rest of your life, but if you're struggling with compounding tons of work into a single day, this is something that really helps me get out of the rut. If I'm in a rut and I don't know what I'm doing, I'm like, let me just pick three things. Let's just pick three things, girl, and move on. And then finally is breaking it down and knowing when to rest. So overthinking and being really stressed out with these things often comes with like looking at a giant project and then feeling paralyzed. And to me, like even a giant project could be just like getting ready to do something and like planning ahead and packing and all that stuff. And then it can just look really bad to me. And then I do nothing because I don't want to start, or I don't know where to start because I'm being a perfectionist and I'm moving around so much. The antidote to this situation, from my experience, is breaking it down into like the tiniest, teeniest steps. Okay. So even when it comes to recording a podcast, sometimes I'll write down in my notes, record podcast episode. And then I don't do it because I'm so stressed out about, okay, what do I do? I should write down something a little bit more manageable. So I can write down, outline the key points for my podcast episode. I don't have to do the exact episode. I don't have to figure out a title or where I'm going to go with it. But I know I want to talk about A, B, and C, okay? So my task could be outline the key points. And that's it, you know? Simpler steps, calmer brain. That's what I've realized. Breaking things down, making it manageable, it helps me in the long run. I'm less stressed. My skin looks better. I'm not as tired when I break things down these ways. I'm still doing work. I'm still doing a lot of work, but I'm looking at it differently and I don't have that overwhelm, you know? I also think coming from this mindset, start working backwards, okay? Write out your list of projects. What are these big things you want to do? Even if you have goals, this is a great way to look at things and break it down. Write out your projects, write out your goals, write out these big, massive dreams you have. Then turn that project into a list of tasks. What are the things you're going to do to get there? What are the things you need to do for yourself to even get into the state of the person who's going to do these things? Write down all those tasks. And this can be like a nice brainstorm journal activity. You're drawing a big circle. You're writing all of your tasks and all of your projects in different circles. And then underneath those circles, just brainstorm out the tasks that that person would have to do for that project, that dream to become a reality. And then you'll also be able to have a clearer framework. Like sometimes when I look at those tasks underneath a project, I'm like, well, obviously, now that I'm looking at all these tasks, there's like three or four of them that seem super big and important. And then there's like three or four of them that I can probably do towards the end. And then I can break things up a little bit more into my actual calendar and how I want to approach things, because now I can see which is going to take up more time and et cetera. You know, it's so easy to think that we can conceptualize things in our head, but sometimes we really need to write them out, see them visually to actually make it make more sense, you know? And that's something that I, over the years, have really benefited from, is just breaking things down and like looking at it in front of me. When we kind of, another point is like when we lean into pushing all the time, we have to do this, we have to do that. Sometimes we need to pull back, you know? Sometimes overthinking is your body's way of saying, hey girl, like maybe I need some rest, okay? If you're hitting a wall, like you're all over the place with these things, it's okay to pause and take some rest. That's actually progress. I did an entire episode, episode 60, so just two episodes back in the catalog. It's called When to Push and When to Surrender. It's all about listening to your mind and your body's signs of where to go. So if you kind of want an episode that's kind of like an oracle card, you need some help, you want someone else to kind of help you sort through where you are, you need to hear something, that might be the episode for you. If you feel like you're stressed out and overwhelmed, that's a really good resource to listen to figure out when you should be propelling forward a little bit more, or maybe when you need to surrender and pull back. It's kind of like a girl talk. Hopefully I can be your friend and help you out a little bit with that one. But I think that is it for this episode. Before we wrap up today, I have two really, really, really exciting announcements. Like, I feel like I should be making a bigger deal of these announcements than I am, but they are so cool. I've been talking about merch, and it's officially here, okay? We're going to be dropping Happy Hippie Podcast hoodies, tote bags, and stickers on Thursday, October 16th, okay? So that's going to be the launch date. They'll be available afterwards if you're listening to this in the future. But you can find out all of the information. I'm going to be teasing them on the Instagram and giving more information about them. So follow the Happy Hippie Podcast on Instagram. The word "the" is in the username, so the Happy Hippie Podcast. So follow along over there. I'll be posting some of the teasers right after this episode this week, so you'll see them and I'll be talking about them. We have two more podcast episodes that will be coming out before the merch drop, so I'll remind you, don't worry. It's fun, it's cute merch. You're gonna see it's not just like big branded merch. I worked really hard on these. Like, these were probably like 4 months behind, but they're so worth it. I think they're perfect for the fall season too. They're good. Just look at them when they come out, okay? And I do have another launch coming at the end of this month. It's probably the coolest thing, so I don't know why I'm being so chill about it. But if you enjoyed any of that live EFT tapping, the breath work, any meditations I've uploaded in the past on the podcast, or you've seen any of the YouTube videos I've put up with full yoga classes, I created something special for you. I got a lot of the themes and topics from talking to listeners of the Happy Hippie Podcast on Instagram, DMing some of the girlies, finding out what's the situation, what are you guys looking for? I'm creating this new platform called the Glow and Flow Hub. It's an all-in-one space for your mind, your body, and your spirit. There's going to be free community access. So you can see we're going to have monthly book clubs, discussions, and you'll have a free yoga flow every single month. And if you want, then you can upgrade and unlock the entire library, which is going to be unlimited access to tons and tons of content. When we launch, there's going to be at least 45 videos on there for you, and the library is just going to grow. I'm going to keep uploading monthly, almost bi-weekly. There's going to be yoga flows, and the cool thing about it is you can filter from the amount of time you want for all of these things I'm going to talk about. So if you're looking for a 5-minute session, like in the morning before you go to work. If you're looking for a 20-minute yoga to squeeze in, 30-minute, 40-minute, you can do that easily. You can also filter by topics. So we're going to have yoga flows, meditations from everything from self-love to overwhelm to manifestation to sleep, these types of things. You can filter by the topic. You can filter by the time. We're going to have sleep tools like full sound bath sessions. I'm talking like big bowls, chimes, everything. Yoga nidra to help you go to sleep. We're going to have EFT tapping sessions. We're going to have journaling prompts and so much more. So I'm really excited about it. It's going to be super easy to navigate. For the point is, if you wake up or if you're going to bed and you're just like, I'm stressed out today, I need something to do, you flip on your phone, you can turn on the hub and you'll be able to see all of these topics and you're like, oh yeah, I think I'm definitely in the mood for this. Or I kind of want to work on financial abundance, you can hit that topic. Or you're like, I only have 15 minutes. You can search by 15 minutes and topic and find what you want. So I wanted to make it so easy for you to be able to just go on and boom, 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 find what you're looking for. And there's going to be so much goodness on there for you to explore. Like I said, it's free access for some of the really nice features. And then there's an upgrade afterwards. But to celebrate the launch, we're going to be running a 3-day glow challenge at the end of October, where you're going to get free access to some of that recorded content, just to dip your toes in to try it out. So it'll be a 3-day challenge with like yoga, meditation, some tools like the EFT tapping, all those things for 3 days you'll have access. And then you'll also have access to the free community, the book clubs, the yoga, all of that. So stay tuned again, follow the Happy Hippie podcast to come on this glow journey with us to learn about the dates that it's going to drop and to hear more about the free challenge and how to join it. And yeah, remember, she's a baby account right now, so she needs every follow that she can get. It would really help. Any questions, feel free to DM me over there. You can also DM me on my other Instagram, Happy Holistic Hippie. Also, you may have noticed, we have ads on the show now. We finally have enough subscribers and downloads over multiple platforms that we can run ads on the show. I'm only doing them at the beginning and the end of the podcast so they won't interrupt while we're listening. They help out so much. They're going to be able to help us create much more content, get more cool guests on the show. So it would be kind of like a really nice energetic exchange if you could just let the last 10 seconds of the episode run. This way we get your view for the ad, and then yeah, we can use it to help create more magic on the Happy Hippie podcast. So grateful for you all. Have a really blessed day, and we will see you soon. Bye.